Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There are about 120 competitors in the gym at Harvard University's Malkin Athletic Center, plus coaches, supporters, and tournament officials. But as the kendo matches are about to begin, there is silence, followed very quickly by this. Kendo is Japanese fencing, a martial art derived from the sword fighting of Japan's samurai warriors. The roots of the modern-day sport date back to the early 18th century when the bamboo swords, or shinai, were first introduced. Shori Yuhai is Harvard's invitational kendo tournament, held every year on a weekend in April. Today's team event and Sunday's individual competition have attracted male and female kendo practitioners from 22 colleges and universities. The gym floor has been divided into four 25-foot squares. The athletes are barefoot, and most are wearing navy blue gis, tops similar to those worn in karate, and wide flowing pants called hakamas. The kendo mask, or men, is an oval made up of thin metal bars. Kofi Kumi is the chairman of the Harvard Radcliffe Kendo Club Alumni Association. He explains the team tournament format.
So usually in matches between two schools, there are five people competing. They go one at a time in a specific order. At the Shoryuhai, they're trying to hit one of three spots, really. Right? Men being the head, Kote being the right wrist, Do being the side of the stomach. First person to get 2 points, and they have 2 minutes to kind of do so. Then they call the winner of the match. And then in later rounds, when we get to quarterfinals, it'll be 3 minutes per match.
All of the shimpan, or judges, male and female, are dressed in dark blazers, gray slacks, white shirts, and red ties. Teams tie red or white kerchiefs to the back of their gis. As the three shimpans circle a match, they each hold a white flag in one hand and a red in the other, and raise the appropriate color when a point is awarded. Daniel Von Beek, a senior at the University of California, Davis, has been practicing kendo since he was in high school.
My father is the pastor of an all-Japanese church in Sacramento, California, and one of our members was an old kendo sensei, and they just suggested that I try. And when you're the son of the pastor, you can't really say no to anybody, so that's how I got started.
Von Beek says it takes more than striking your opponent to earn a point.
Then there is kiai, which is the yelling. So you have to actually yell the name of the point you're hitting. If I yell men, which is the head strike, and I hit the wrist, then they know I didn't really mean to hit the wrist. So if you hit the men and you yell men, they know, oh, you meant to do that. It's not an accident.
It's like calling your shots in pool.
Exactly. Just like calling your shots in pool, except you have to do it on the spot simultaneously. The idea is that you can hit and it won't be a point, but it has to be considered a cut for it to be a point.
In addition to having a clean hit, there's really a lot of sort of form and posture to it.
Exactly. If you think about the basis of kendo, which is, combat between samurai, they're all wearing this armor. So if you're going to cut through someone's armor and their arm, it has to be pretty perfect.
The clashes during matches can be both vigorous and violent. Practitioners frequently end up almost mask to mask with their shinai locked and often use their bamboo swords to shove their opponents away. Unlike Western fencing, kendo competitors keep both hands on their swords and swing them in a downward or sideways slicing motion. The shinai are made of four flexible bamboo slats, and athletes wear body armor to protect their chests, abdomens, and wrists. But Von Beek says kendo matches are still painful.
Most people believe that once you have the armor on, nothing hurts. It still hurts a lot. The armor is really there more to prevent injury than to prevent pain.
After the quarterfinals, teams from UCLA, Soka University of America, the University of Washington, and Stony Brook advance. While some tournaments have separate divisions for men and women, at Shoryuhai, male and female athletes compete side by side. In fact, dressed in full gear, it's often difficult to differentiate between them. Ohio State's Trisha Kubrin says during matches, the men are noticeably more aggressive than the women.
Whenever I play a girl, it's kind of like you feel each other out first. You kind of like play a little bit, but with guys, they just boom, 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 and they're just like coming at you. You're like, I have not gotten a proper feeling of how this is going yet because you're just coming straight at me.
Kendo is also filled with rituals. Before a match, both competitors squat in the center of the square, raising their swords so the tips nearly touch. At the end, they kneel and pantomime sheathing their weapons on their hips before backing to the court's edges and bowing as they exit. Axel Wilhite is a member of New York University's Kendo Club. Wilhite began practicing kendo in high school in Los Angeles and says the rigidity of the rules and etiquette appeal to him.
I find it to be very meditative, you know. It's very deep in that respect, and you're learning everything all the time, just these little tiny aspects. And then you have this amazing sport where you get to fight other people, you know, with bamboo swords.
The All Japan Kendo Federation lists about 1.5 million registered Japanese kendo practitioners, and the International Kendo Federation has affiliate organizations in nearly 50 countries. The Harvard tournament was founded in 1997 and quickly gained international attention. The next year, then-Japanese Prime Minister Rutaro Hashimoto donated trophies and called the tournament Shoryuhai, or Rising Dragon, symbolizing the growing popularity of collegiate kendo in the U.S. The name stuck, and the trophies are still used today. This year, a number of elite black belts, or dons, traveled from Japan for the tournament, including Hironori Tahara. Tahara is a Hachidan, or 8th-degree black belt. Speaking through a translator, Tahara says he's pleased to see kendo's popularity growing.
In one word, he's delighted to see that something that was born in Japan, raised in Japan, and developed in Japan has now went overseas, just like judo, and now it has a very international participation pool.
Ohio State University Assistant Professor of Psychology Kentaro Fujita is a 4th-degree black belt and is serving as a shimpan today. He says athletes often continue competing for much longer than they would in other sports because kendo is as much mental as it is physical.
So I once played an elderly gentleman, a kendo player, who needed help standing. So physically, he was much weaker than me. I was a college student. And yet, because his knowledge of what I was going to do with him was so much more than mine, I ended up flailing away, and I got angry, and I tried to launch myself at him, and I was basically on the floor because his understanding of my movements, it was the understanding more so than the physical power that allowed him to beat me. And this is why I think kendo is so popular in Japan, because you can be 80, 90 years old, and you could be having your way with an uber athlete who is 20 years old.
Eventually, Washington and the A-team from UCLA advanced to the finals. The other competitors and spectators gather around a single court. In the end, UCLA comes out on top, earning its 15th title in 7 years. But the day doesn't end with the trophy presentation. After the ceremony, students pair off for rounds of open sparring, and many coaches and shimpan put on their own gear and join in. And the ancient tradition of kendo continues. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribune.